The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The 72 disciples returned rejoicing and said to Jesus, "Lord, even the demons are subject to us because of your name." Jesus said, "I have observed Satan fall like lightning from the sky. Behold, I have given you the power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and upon the full force of the enemy, and nothing will harm you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice because the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice because your names are written in heaven." At that very moment, he rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and said, "I give you praise, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him." Turning to the disciples in private, he said, "Blessed are the eyes that see what you see. For I say to you, many prophets and kings desired to see what you see and did not see it, and to hear what you hear but did not hear it." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus said, "I give you praise, Father, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike." Therese, one of those who was childlike. She was born to a family of eight. Four of her older sisters were nuns. And at an early age, she wanted to be a martyr for Christ. She wanted to go to the missions and preach the good news. But she was too young that she couldn't enter the convent yet. And finally, her sister, who was the superior of the convent, got permission from the Pope for her to enter the convent at age 16. She died at age 23. She had ill health, bad health. She never left the convent. Yet she is a saint and a doctor of the church. And her contribution is that Therese figured out that you don't have to be a martyr, you don't have to do great things for the Lord. What the Lord calls us is to do small things with great love, as Mother Teresa later on said. It's not doing great things, but doing small things with love. Whatever her assignment at the convent was, whether the kitchen or cleaning the floors, whatever it was, she did it with love. She cared about her sisters, even sometimes they didn't treat her properly. She realized that's what pleases God, that love is the greatest of all gifts that we can give. One of the stories she wrote in her, book is that if in the garden all the flowers were roses, that garden would not be as beautiful if it had different kind of flowers beside the roses. And I think that's the great lesson that the gospel, Jesus in the gospel, talks about. He says the disciples not going to get to heaven because they can cast out demons in his name, but because they said yes to him sending them out to share the good news. That's what gives the church the battle against Satan. Not the great things that we do, but that we continue to proclaim the good news of Jesus. That Jesus is Lord, and he's risen from the dead, and he's present with us. When we do this, and we do it with love, one day we will join St. Therese in heaven with our Lord.